We are reconvening today's hearing again for the record. Today is January 26th, and we are moving on to agenda item two, or I guess B on the record, which is a shoreline substantial development permit to replace an existing dock. For those of you that weren't here earlier, the way I usually run these is I'll hear from staff to provide a summary of the staff report. Then I'll open it up to the applicant to provide any additional comments or information on the proposal. Then we'll open it up for public comment, and then I may have questions, or our staff may have questions, depending upon comment received. I've reviewed all the materials. I don't at this point have questions, but I may, as I hear what comes into the record. So with that, we'll hear from staff.
Good morning.
Good morning.
For the record, my name is Steve Heacock. I'm Senior Environmental Planner for Kitsap County Department of Community Development.
And you swear to tell the truth today.
I do. Thank you. Well, for the record, we have items 1 through 19 currently in the record, which includes a staff report. Since the writing of the staff report, we have received a couple of email correspondence. One of them from a Mr. Steve Trunke, I believe that's how you say his name, and he's a board member from the Kitsap Sailing and Rowing Foundation, and he has some brief comments about the small craft launch, and we're going to have some conversation about that here in a little bit with the port. Some maybe potential revision.
Oh, okay. Did that have to do with the size of the launching facility? Because there was an earlier comment in the record about the size.
Yes, okay. Right. So we'll have that as Exhibit 20. And then I just recently received from the applicant's representative, John Piccone, a letter from kind of a communication letter from the Army Corps of Engineers connecting the Army Corps from a Thomas Nichols with the Army Corps of Engineers regarding their permit process directly with the Army Corps of Engineers. So we'll have that as Exhibit 21. And then finally, the PowerPoint presentation that we'll give here in just a sec.
And those exhibits 1 through 22 are all admitted.
Thank you. If you're not familiar, the Port of Brownsville has been a marina for several decades in Kitsap County. It's centrally located in the kind of the east side of central Kitsap, the eastern bay of what's called Port Orchard Bay. And to the east is the city of Bainbridge Island, the whole island there. So it's a very centrally located marina, has a boat ramp, and I'm not sure exactly how many boats are housed in the marina, but there are quite a few. When we're looking at the zoning for this particular proposal, the zoning in the area is rural commercial. And so it's expected that you would have commercial type of operation. So the marina itself fits the bill for that. Surrounded by rural residential properties to the north and then also to the west of the property. Here's the environmental map, critical area map. Forgot to relay that the shoreline designation for this property is Rural Conservancy. There we go. Here's the marina itself. You can see it's a rather significant number of boats there. Some covered, some not. Critical area map indicates there is a flood zone related to the to the property. There are no other critical areas on site. But just for the record, this is the Department of Ecology ortho photo from 2006, and it's showing essentially the marina, the majority of the marina facility has parking. It is armored for the most part through permitting, and the boat ramp that's existing on the facility, if I get my mouse going here, this boat ramp itself is getting close to exceeding its lifespan, if you will. You'll also notice that there's quite a little bit of littoral drift that's occurred that has stacked up against the boat ramp itself, and we have some photos that'll show that a little bit better. But the biggest problem is that at low tidal waters and trying to launch a boat down on that facility, there's grounding problems there quite often, and it's not the best situation. So the proposal we're looking at today is going to rectify that by, if you'll look at the schematic here, the existing boat ramp is kind of this darker shaded area here, and that whole boat ramp is going to be reoriented southward so that it better negotiate the saltwater environment for, you know, a longer period of time. The old ramp will obviously be demolished, and then there'll be beach enrichment that will occur in that area in a couple of spots, actually in three spots, one here. This area will be enriched, and then another area that's a kind of a scour hole up in the north of the marina will also be there's armoring that's up here that will be taken out, and then enrichment will occur there. And then the mitigation plan itself, we've got net habitat gain of 699 square feet. There'll be removal of that old concrete and revetment fill throughout the project. One of the components of the project is also a repair of the small boat launch that's just to the west of the dock facility itself, and that facility will also be repaired and reinvigorated, if you will, with a modern feature with grading, functional grading for cover. And as well, the existing pier will also be rebuilt. The entire pier that goes to the marina and the floats for the marina will also be entirely repaired, replaced, modernized. Old creosote pilings will be taken out, and new steel pilings will be installed for that particular feature. And then the overall fix for that, the overall fix for the pier itself will all be aluminum, which is much more environmentally friendly than the old creosote treated piles, et cetera, and so forth. So it's also the case for the small craft launch as well. All aluminum treatments. The ramp itself will obviously be redone in a concrete material, but there's a surround that the project representative will discuss some of the details of the actual installed ramp feature. Here's the ramp itself. There's a float in the center, if you will, that goes up and down with the water level. There's one piling that is at the end of this. So that particular feature floats up and down as the water rises and falls. But you'll see the ramp itself, this side of the ramp is functioning pretty well. But this side, there's some problems. And you'll see here in the foreground on the left, lower left of the photo, that's where the pier, the existing marina pier facility is. And it's just so close and tight that there's been problems with boats smacking into that. And it's just kind of difficult. You'll even see these folks here having some problems transmitting back and forth here. But the boat ramp itself, when you drive the drive your boat down on a trailer, is just so tight right here in the lowest water. It's really quite a problem. This is the small craft landing facility here in this rock revetment. Bulkhead that's here will be removed and retreated with a much better system. I'm going to move it back up to the mitigation plan here as well. And I think what we'll do for now, I think, is just go over the staff report really quickly. Let me grab that. We did the analysis using the 2014 Shoreline Master Program, which has been updated fairly recently. So we've had a few dock features, et cetera, and so forth that we've done and analyzed with the new code. So it does make for a bit of a lengthy analysis in the staff report. We have a 21-page staff report that goes over all the of the notations for Title 22, Kitsap County Code Title 22. We also incorporate review of the comprehensive plan. And the majority of the analysis, though, is under the aquatic analysis because much of this property is within the aquatic zone. So most of the analysis you'll find was done under the aquatic designation. And if I'll go to some housekeeping here, we did have, we did post the site, and all the noticing was done according to county code. We issued a SEPA decision for this project. We received no comments related to SEPA. There were no appeals. We received our only comment in relation to the project after the public posting. And so that particular item was not addressed in the staff report, but we will talk about that here in just a little bit. But I want to go over the conditions here real quick. Where am I? General conditions 1 through 6 are pretty standard. How the applicant ties in with obviously with Department of Fish and Wildlife in communication just now with staff representatives of the marina and the project representative. They did just provide the SEPA decision to Department of Fish and Wildlife, and they're in process with getting their hydraulic project approval. And then obviously with the memo with the Army Corps of Engineers, they're now connected with a reassigned staff person at Department of at the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for federal permitting. But they did provide all of the reporting, et cetera, and so forth, the analysis of the reports. I thought they did a really fantastic job of analyzing the existing conditions, providing mitigation, and bringing forth an application that we feel very comfortable with approving. And in fact, staff does recommend approval with the conditions that I've noted. So we'll have conditions 1 through
19, I think.
19, yes, correct. And I have nothing further at this time. Do you have any questions of me?
Not at this time.
Great.
Thank you, Mr. Peacock. Okay. Did the applicant have anything that you wanted to add on to staff's presentation? I have reviewed the record and the entirety of the staff report and the exhibits, and it was a very thorough analysis. So,
John Piccone for the record, and I do some
consultation. Okay, thank you.
I'm the engineer and representative for the Port of Brownsville, and I'll be very brief.
Can you please speak into the microphone?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry about that. I think Mr. Peacock did a really good job of explaining the project. I think the only thing that I wanted to add specifically is that from my perspective, when we looked at this project initially, we thought of it primarily as a replacement in kind, a maintenance type project. Mm-hmm. There's three primary components of the project: the kayak ramp, the boat launch ramp, and the pier. And all of those things are existing. The reason that we proceeded with the shoreline substantial development permit is because of some of these minor changes that Mr. Peacock described. They're all environmental improvements, the pier, the ramp, and the kayak ramp, and some functional improvements as well. So I think it's a pretty straightforward project. I did also want to address, I believe his name was Mr. Trunke's comment, related to a change in width on the kayak ramp. We've discussed this with the port, and the feeling is that this is not an appropriate location for larger boats that can't be hand carried. There's a rather steep grade that goes down the gangway, and the water is often further out on the shoreline. And so boats that are needing to be carried by dollies are probably not appropriate for this location. There are two other locations for those kind of boats. One is the larger launch ramp itself, and another one is out on the floating docks near the fuel dock.
Okay. So.
Aside from that, if there's any other questions.
I do not have any questions.
Very good. Thanks.
Anything else from the applicant? Okay. Is there anyone here from the public who wished to testify? I don't think there was any. Was anyone on the sign-up sheet? Okay, Mr. Piccone, you just testified. Matt Appleton. Okay. All right. So let the record reflect there is no one from the public who wanted to testify. Oh, Mr. Peacock, did you have anything?
I just have one more thing. Mm-hmm. The reason that this didn't come in as just an exemption permit was through an analysis that we had done. And one thing that I want to just talk about real briefly is the fact that when we have a shoreline permit question, we have a staff consultation procedure that we implement prior to any kind of application so that we can have a back and forth with the applicant. We typically invite Fish and Wildlife and the Associated Tribe to those meetings as well. And it's a private meeting that we have arranged for a real nominal fee. And in fact, the fee is forwarded to the permit application. It's just a how you get your answers before you even apply.
Pre-application.
Kind of a pre-application meeting, exactly. So at that point of our pre-application meeting, we did have a analysis that staff had done in relation to if this could even be a revised shoreline permit from that original ramp when the original ramp was put in. And so we did an analysis of that. And in fact, we did not find that we were able to perform that under the previous shoreline permit for the port ramp. In fact, I think the port ramp was probably placed in prior to county permit requirements because it's that old of a facility. But I do have for the record, and I'm not sure, I do not think this is in the record, but I do have the email that we had back and forth in relation to that. It may help. So
yeah, no,
I'd like to submit that. I just have one copy, and I'll provide another copy here for an internal procedure.
I'll admit that, but, I guess, exhibit 20.
I think it might be helpful just to talk about. Yeah. But But I think it's a, like I say, it's an excellent project. It's going to be a public benefit. The whole point of marinas are for public use, concentrated public use. Staff was very pleased to read the technical details of the project and feel it really is one we can support. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, and did the applicant have any questions on any of the conditions or anything? Nope. Okay. I think that the permit application is consistent with the county's requirements, and I am going to grant this permit. A written decision will be out within 10 days, probably earlier. I imagine probably about Thursday of next week at the latest. And I think I don't have any further questions. I think that's it. So staff have anything else? Any other questions? Okay. We are going to close today's hearing then. Thank you all.